Hola, mi nombre es Viejo Hijo de Puta Grosero.
Oh, okay, we're doing it like that, are we? Well, mi amo, mi dedo servirá.
Soy la oficial de disculpa y lo siento mucho, mucho.
Mi nombre es Enomes Aldabas.
Y tengo bigote.
That's cheating. That's not your name.
Yeah, but if we translate his name, it's very rude.
Well, so's mine.
Wrong kind of knockers. Yours are the brass kind.
Oh, that's okay then.
Fine, fine. I'll do it just this once. Mi amo el masturbador. It's okay. You can call me Juan.
And switching back to English before someone says something that will get us yanked off the air. It's the news. Nightmare or warning? It's Groundhog Day all over again.
Ho, 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 green giant.
Getting hotter, getting messier.
Vector's vector and victory to Sarg.
Sarg goes where very few pilots have gone before.
Hackswing walking by Big Noise from HIP 22460.
Divert your attention from all of that and look towards Hutton space.
And I'll look away from Hutton space at all the expeditions.
Following on from last week's horrifying entry in Humans Do the Stupidest Things, there have been reports from throughout populated space that commanders are waking up every single day from a chilling nightmare retelling of Salvation's finest cock-up. Whether it's the Gnosis Avian cheese they had just before bedtime, overindulgence in listening to the dire news from Galnet, or some kind of warning beamed directly to their brains by alien intelligence, commanders are being forced to relive every second of the moment when humanity's silly decision to try and bug swat all Sargoids throughout the galaxy went, well, a little bit pear-shaped. On firing up their ships before every excursion, their Remlock devices are snapping into place, and the sights and sounds of blue turning into green, commanders being immobilised, gobbled up, probonated, and subjected to all manner of horrid tortures, much akin to being forced to listen to Dockers, are being beamed directly to their brains. Galnet forums are rife with people saying, "Make it stop!" And of course, double rife with all the people suggesting that the escape button, a simple point and click, or the run of the keyboard down at your side marked skip, are simple solutions to the problem. But other commanders have advised people to download an alternative video feed to their brains. This, of course, has led to some handy downloads, including the classic Rick Astley tune, Never Gonna Give You Up, which on this occasion could just be another message from Tharg about the hip 22460 Thargoid party system, Baby Beluga by Rafiki, or even Baby Shark on a 3.5 minute loop. Is the cure even worse than the cause? Well, we leave it up to you, but recommend that you don't mix up your escape pod button for the escape one, as that will leave you floating in space. And with Tharg's minions on the hungry post-Proteus munchies mission, you're in danger of becoming their latest snack.
Over the last few months, we've been regularly reporting in Commander Floriana's M's expedition at the Eldritch Gate. But this week, news outlets that are usually behind the times have caught right up. The reason? They've found the Jolly Green Giant. Yes, the first ring green gas giant discovered in 3301 was lost. The pilot, Kelly Eldridge, had accidentally eaten the logs, giving the exact coordinates, and only had a picture out of the ship's window to go on. Undeterred, pilots joined in the search, and using a complicated set of steps that include partial records from the journey, identifying which neutron stars were used to boost the ship's range, star charts based on positions of stars in the picture, and some complicated astrophysics, began a complicated mission that's taken many, many months. The result? The Jolly Green Giant has now been found again in Shaulai, Shaulai, DL-P-D5-274 system. Confirmation being received by way of it having a little flag and Commander Kelly Eldridge's name on it. Commander Orange was the first commander to reach the system in 7 years and, despite knowing that the final destination was inevitable, was much relieved that all the science, honking, scooping and jumping wasn't in vain, and promptly using much more modern space technology was the first to map the planet, with ship launch probes being immortalised in the star logs alongside Kelly. Congratulations are in order to all the commanders who discovered the old and slightly tattered flight logs from the initial discovery, narrowed down the search area, and of course did all the science to make sure that the smallest volume possible needed to be searched. As for Commander Floriana Zem, they're busy plucking the next needle in a haystack search. If you've lost a planet somewhere in the 400 billion out there, if you can't remember where it is, and if it's even remotely interesting to science or news outlets, then you can contact the expedition leader. We look forward to their next endeavour, Ratchla.
We are now at the end of the second week of Too Hot, Too Messy, the Hutton-led initiative to deliver Hutton mugs and Centauri Megagin to every single station in the galaxy. Commanders have been busily mugging and gingering their way through the commodities markets of the galaxy, making over 9,700 deliveries and are closing in on the 10,000 mug milestone. Tracked by the Marvel that is the Hutton Helper, nearly 40% of deliveries are to stations that were previously unloved and unvisited, and where certainly no mug has gone before. Almost 140 commanders from over 50 squadrons are currently taking part. Of course, Hutton are blazing away at the head of the squadron leaderboard with almost 3,500 deliveries, with the Paladins in second with over 500 muggings, and the two-man squadron, the Undead, third with 370. Some shameless overachiever has broken away and is leading the charge with 740 mugs delivered. However, they are being chased down by a pack of ginger muggers led by Nemb with 518 and Mouse 8287 with 368. Also being tracked are those who were supplying mugs and gin free of charge, lent by Rincewind Cymru and Nemb again, each with around 2,400 units supplied. At this rate, we'll have delivered a canister of Hutton mugs and Centauri Megagin to every station in the galaxy by May 3309. How do we know all of this? It's on the Too Hot, Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/hotmess2. To have your deliveries tracked automatically, you need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download, where your mug and gin deliveries will be counted for you by the magic hamsters and their benevolent dictator, Entarius Fusion. It comes in three flavours, Full Fat Helper, Helper Light, and Online Helper. So choose the one that suits you best for your constitution and download it today.
Is it me? I've lost a script tab. Hang on.
Seamless.
Is it gone?
It's that one. Number four, Flossie.
So seamless.
This always happens on the fourth bong. Have you noticed?
Got it. Okay.
There we go. Ready? I'm going to cue you up again. Let's do the noise. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
In our own search as to what and why things went a little pear-shaped in HIP 22460, we've received an encoded transmission that we're wondering whether to send to the authorities. Is it a confession? Is it a work of fiction? Does someone have a guilty conscience? All we know is that they're a fan of the number 8, the colour green, and making strange noises in the bathtub before bedtime. Transmission begins.
I heard the logs. I won't let him get away with this. The mantra I live by during the past few weeks echoed in my head as I pressed release. With a soft clunk, the device was away, floating softly and howling softly and intermittently. I would like to think that it knew its purpose. I would like to think that, in some way, it told the interceptors what was about to happen and where to strike. I would like to think that the Bright Sentinel didn't suspect a spy in the midst. I would like to think that, in some way, the victory was down to that tiny blue emissary of vengeance.
Commander Vector 883, on planting Thargoid sensors in the frontages of Bright Sentinel the day before Proteus, failed. Commander Vector, you're a very naughty pilot, and we know that the authorities are going to want to have a chat. We understand they're looking for an address to send a dry cleaning bill to, as there've been not an inconsequential number of cases of soiled flight suit syndrome in recent days. Oh, but for your honesty, we'll be sending you a pot of paint and some colouring pens so you can decorate your ships. Mainly so that we see you in system, we know to stay well clear of all and any controversies.
Galactic Close Quarters Combat League was thrown into disarray this week after a new combatant entered the fray. They managed to bypass all the checks and balances that are supposed to pair up commanders with people of similar rank, though to be fair, so is everyone else out there, and launched themselves into a number of matches. They also managed to label their ship as a CQC-eligible fighter, managed to pass scrutineering, and jump directly into the system. Now, normally, this would end up with a slap on the wrist, deduction of any points, and of course a visit to the clerk, as well as a waved black flag for illegal manoeuvres. However, the competitor appears not to speak a language known anywhere in the galaxy outside of ammonia atmospheres. That's right, a Thargoid rolled up its sleeves and turned up in CQC, shouting the alien equivalent of, "Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough." Which, as it turns out, no one was. Of course, as no one else is playing CQC anymore, well, only a handful, Thar rapidly got bored waiting on the matchmaking screen and instead decided to go back to the HIP 22460 system, which is still teeming with pilots walking around on planet surfaces. And eating them.
Incoming encrypted transmission. Decrypting. Decryption complete.
Stand by for a message from Haxcom Actual.
Hello, Haxwing. By now, you've likely heard of the failure of the Proteus Wave device. In the past, Haxcom has cautioned against working with Salvation, as we did not understand the science behind his weapons, and indiscriminate weapons of mass destruction are counter to the defensive mission of Haxwing. In HIP 22460, we have seen the ultimate results of Salvation's efforts with the failure of the Proteus Wave device and destruction of megaships in the system. But this isn't I told you so. Haxcom takes the galaxy as it is, not as we'd like it to be. We still need to be prepared to defend human space, and there may still be survivors in HIP 22460. Right now, we need to concentrate on covering the retreat of human forces from the system and searching any wreckage for survivors. Note that all Thargoids in HIP-22460, interceptors and scouts, are hostile on site. This includes commanders on foot and even Apex taxis. If you are not participating in combat or search and rescue operations, HaxCom advises you stay out of HIP-22460. An additional warning, Guardian-based technology is being degraded by the remnants of the Proteus Wave device when in HIP-22460. Classic AX multi-cannons and missile racks are not affected, but as we know, they're not terribly effective against Thargoid interceptors. At the time of this briefing, we have not seen any counterattacks by Thargoid forces, but they have likely been provoked by the firing of the Proteus Wave device, and we should expect increased combat operations in the near future. That is all for now, Truckers. Watch each other's backs, keep an eye on the signal sources, and always be ready to defend the mug.
HaxCom message complete. Defend the mug.
Encrypted transmission complete.
Well, it's been another lovely quiet week in the Situation Room here at the Orbital. Not much to do but play with the Venetian blinds, water my spider plant, and polish my rocket launcher. Apart from the usual trio of delinquents and clutch of overachievers, the only blemish on the Master Situation Threat Board display panel is an outbreak, and the opposable thumbs of teenage angst are closing in to pop that particular pimple. More on those stories coming up. In its regular spot at the foot of the table, Barnard's star is steady on 31%, but still, its citizens are evidently very happy and popcorn sales have boomed since every other faction is in an election or war, tying up almost half of the system's influence. Despite cruising along nicely in the low 40s until a couple of days ago, our most popular system, Epsilon Indy, has just dropped below the threshold at which Alvin pricks up an ear and stares inquiringly in its general direction. The outbreak in Epsilon Eridani has bitten the system hard, dropping the system 7 points from a healthy 42 to 35 in just a week. The Mad Monks are a comfortable 14 points behind in second place, but Truckers should relieve the situation quickly by shipping in quantities of medicines to the large pads and making a small killing in the process. At the overachieving end of the Hutton Systems table, we have 5 systems above 60%, and whatever Overlight is doing in Haghole stays in Haghole. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, relieve the outbreak in Epsilon Eridani.
The community is a bit quiet of late, but we've had reports from these expeditions this week. Does the sun still rise in the east? And passage to Andromeda. Still getting over his recent disappointment that Sally declined his kind invitation to travel to the edge of the galaxy to kick him between his landing gear, Commander the Presence is heading home, waving his Dysonator around as he comes. Goes, returns, here's his latest incoming message from the Does the Sun Still Rise in the East, week 24.
This is my tussock. There are many like it, but this one is mine. And it is with huge relief that it still is, as I had an awful thought that my little setback, according to the lovely Flossie, may have cost me my codex entries too. I count myself very fortunate that I have them, so can leave the Tenabre sector with my head still held high and all the geologicals counted and catalogued as they were before my rapid unscheduled dismantling. Thank you, Mr. Musk, for that one. It still means that I'm finding that the man, the mustache, the myth, that is Commander Chix, has gotten his name plastered on Alora Lora Systems. And when he does, his name is on all the best planets, too. Psh! I'm still finding interesting ones too, though, such as Planet Zebra Crossing here. And I'd really, really rather be looking at this sort of thing or another bacterium than scouring the Pleiades and Vela Dark sectors for new artifacts. Honest. Seriously. Although I must confess to taking great comfort and laughing like a drain when Salvation blew his load and got owned by the Thargoids. I don't think that one's ever going to get old. Unlike him. Progress is not good. Though I know that picture may not look like much, but that's 4,000 light years, plus scans, mapping and exobiology, and dropping in at the odd notable stellar phenomenon. That's a lot of bimbling and fossicking about, and I'm just under halfway to my next port of call. Not the DSSA Spartacus yet, but another carrier that hopefully will mean I don't have to revisit the particular area of the Milky Way for many years to come. Until next week, TTFN 07.
Starting a month from today, Commander Yannick is keen to have more commanders sign up for his latest expedition, Passage to Andromeda. This isn't the first time that the team behind this has put on an event, so you should be in safe hands, but let's hear it from him. Starting on 18th of September in the Lave system, Passage to Andromeda is a celebration of and a tribute to the exploration community of Elite itself. We are an experienced team running expeditions including the very popular Apollo 11 and Apollo 15 expeditions, Apollo 11 being the most well attended after Distant Worlds 1 and 2, so many commanders.
Seamless.
This control key. Where am I?
We can take over, Flossie. Distant Worlds 1 and 2.
It's okay. I'm back, yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry about that. so many commanders travel with us time after time throughout the galaxy because we know how to put on a good show. And being typical of explorers, we all learn something new along the way. Remember, our theme this time is you. Yes, you. The exploration community itself, the heroes that make all this possible. Our final destination is the closest star to the galactic neighbour of Andromeda, the logical jumping-off point for any future expeditions seeking to cross the seemingly endless waste of intergalactic space. This place is the mysterious Star One. We are an exclusive expedition flying in PC groups, Horizon 3.8 and Odyssey 4, and also on PlayStation and Xbox. So, with only one more month to go, sign up today on ADSM. Do you know of any events that we aren't covering and that you would like featured? Then drop us a line in our #correspondence channel in the Hutton Discord.